Hi guys, welcome back to season 5, episode 28 of Melanin Girl Problem Podcast. I am your host, Yasmin Owen, and welcome to Black History Month. So happy February, and I want something different for Black History Month. As we're wrapping up season 5, I want to talk about a particular movie that I saw last year, especially 3 times, because it was so good. And it's also out on DVD, so if you haven't seen it, go buy the DVD or go watch it. So I'll give y'all some time to click out of this podcast episode until you go see it, because spoiler warning if you haven't seen it. But today I'll be talking about the one, the only, Woman King. Woman King was probably one of the most anticipated movies of the year, and I can say it lived up to the hype. Like, I saw it 3 times, and it was a bold, gory, bloody film, but it led a new definition to the word badass. But thanks to the work of Gina Prince, by the way, alongside her phenomenal cast, it was a very emotional story, which based on real actual people, a true story based on an actual woman army in Africa with lovely characters. I'm gonna give you 4 reasons to watch The Woman King. It's based on actual history, like I said before. The Woman King tells the tale of General Naniska, played by Viola Davis, who leads the warriors known as the Agoji in defense of West African kingdom of Dahomey. The Agoji membership is made up entirely of women who trained to be the deadliest fighters in West Africa. And like most historical films, The Woman King is steeped in actual history. The Agoji were created by when Dahomey men perished in conflict with opposing kingdom and were referred to as Amazon by European after the Grecian myth. It was history that inspired the film's co-writer Maria Bello to develop and produce the film for Prince by the Wood, I hope I'm pronouncing the name right, and Davis to fight to get it made. It was a continued as a trend of films and TV shows that explored the vast depths of Black history, from Black gunslingers to Black samurai. When viewers watch The Woman King, they will learn that it doesn't shy away from the darkest part of the Agoji's history, including the fact that Dahomey participated in slave trade. Here's a quote from the director. She says, when she came aboard, those were some of the first conversations, but it was, they were going to tell the truth. They were not going to shy away from anything. And that honesty adds a new layer to storytelling as Naniska attempts to convince the young King Gezi, played by John Boyega, that Dahomey can prosper without the slave trade. The next part, which I love, is the action sequences. The director made a splash 2 years ago with her film adaptation of The Old Guard, the Netflix original, not to put Greg Rucka's and Leonor Fredin's image comic epic on the silver screen, but it was also packed to the bone with bloody, brutal fight scenes and the felt on a level of action like John Wick or 300. Though The Woman King isn't blood-soaked as The Old Guard, but it still has some intense battle between the Agoji and the opposing warrior of the Oyo Empire. The Agoji are built like warriors. They are extremely tall, muscular, and put every ounce of their strength into hurling their spears and striking their foes' heads off. And then I think that's what inspired director to draw inspiration from Braveheart and Gladiator while crafting the fight scenes and sought to make them realistic as possible. Having that chance to watch The Woman King, I personally feel like she succeeded. You can feel like you're actually watching an actual war on screen. And then the emotional heft. For all the action and historical inspiration that The Woman King really shined in its emotional weight that brings it to its characters, Naniska is scarred in more ways than one, as a shadow from her past reappears, cements her. And Nawe, played by Thioso Minbu, joins the Agoji out of a despair or desire to escape her family, but has to learn to depend on others just as much as herself, as well with a romantic connection with outsider Jordan Bulger. It's that balance of genuine heartfelt moments and action sequences that make this incredible film, and what makes Woman King stand out from any other action film. It gives a human dimension to the Agoji, rather than stereotyping them as strong Black women that another filmmaker would have easily leaned into. And then the cast, especially Viola Davis. I would be remiss if I didn't talk about the amazing cast that Prince Bywood pulled together. Of course, all the props goes to Viola Davis' turn as Naniska. She hasn't had a bad performance, and to see her in more action-oriented role is simply awesome. Like the other Gojae audience members will be hanging on her every word. She has excellent chemistry with Minbu as Naniska, and now Wade's relationship grows from antagonist to more welcome, especially equally compelling as Nalisha Lins as Igoji, who is as quick with her wit as she's with her razor tap fingernails, as well as Sheila Amis as Naniska's right-hand woman, Ameza, and Bodegas has commanding presence as Gizu, as well as a natural-born swagger that one would expect from a king. Amazing cast for her film. This is no exception, but I think one thing that really captured me about Woman King is, like, you know, they're, even though you look up the history of the Igoji, only one character is not occurring, which is Naniska, the general. They had to add some type of leadership with this woman army, but the woman army is actually real. If you look it up in, you know, text online, you actually see this actual tribe of women who fought in West Africa. I think also featuring predominantly black cast and a black director is a movie that rightfully should be celebrated, but it's generic storytelling that was predictable as roughly every turn left me feeling whole as I watched the film. I think overall, I liked it because, you know, you think you have two overarching themes in this movie. It's sisterhood and slavery in The Woman King. And I think, you know, what I mean by that, you see the Igoje form this strong bond of sisterhood that they share with one another, especially, you know, spoilers, if you haven't seen it, but if one of them dies, they, you know, have this ceremony for them, for those who have fallen on the battlefield. And you see Naniska's, you know, looking at her second commander, asking her, like, I need stronger warriors. Despite them losing so many, they need stronger warriors. And then I want to go back to Nawe, you know, as she desires to join the Igoje to get with her family. You know, she's very feisty, and, you know, to be given to the Igoje because she refuses to be married, she meets her match on the trading ground of the woman's place, where, you know, she calls through thorn bushes and hacked dummies. And a favorite quote from Naniska, played by Viola Davis, is, to be a warrior, you must kill your tears. You know, and yet that's the strong, I feel like that's the strongest scene emerges from that moment of vulnerability, especially one general and her student form an intense bond. And I like how Nawe also talks to Naniska when they are in, like, the bath scene. She says, you look like a regular old woman to me. And Naniska tells her, battle is a skill, not magic. And Naniska kind of, like, shots back at her, we will see if you have any, you know. And that's, like, those are the most powerful lines that I took from that movie that really set to me. And, you know, even they talk about, you know, Dahomey's involved in the slayer, you really do try to see from Naniska's standpoint to try to convince the king that their kingdom can prosper without it. And you'll see them going that struggle of, like, going back and forth with the idea of, like, we should stop selling, you know, our captives or our people to the slave trade just to gain weapons to face against the Oyo Empire. And I think when you're watching it to, like, the very end, if they do make a sequel, I'll be happily watch it. But if they don't, The Woman King is one movie, especially a phenomenal movie, you should watch during Black History Month. And I think that's very important for us as Black women to not play into that strong woman stereotype, but not to be by ourselves, but together, and unite a very strong sisterhood as we should, especially what we're going through right now. A sisterhood is what we need much more than ever. But definitely check out Woman King if you haven't seen it already, and let me know what y'all think. Until then, thank y'all for tuning in this podcast episode, and I hope y'all enjoy your Black History Month as much as I am. Until then, see you real soon. Bye.